everybody. Let's pray. Does anybody have any prayer requests?
Linda.
Okay.
Joe Lopez.
Yeah, Joe Lopez. His wife had a baby yesterday. So you need to pray for that too. That's her. Our Father, heaven and earth, holy is your name. Lord, we pray that you let your kingdom come, let your will be done here on earth, just like it be done in heaven. Lord, thank you for providing for us for food that we had this morning. We pray that you would continue to meet our needs that we have here and the brothers around the world. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us our sins in the same way that we forgive others, and that you would lead us not into temptation, but that you would deliver us from Satan. God, we pray for the brothers and sisters that are around the world, that you would guide them, give them wisdom, help them to be strong, to live like pilgrims. Pray that you would help us to live like pilgrims here. Pray for Joe Lopez. He would be strong, he would walk in the light, having wisdom, know how to guide his family. Thank you for healthy birth of the little baby. She was up Tara. What you do with Linda. Yes, it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. We're going to start out with what you guys were supposed to remember. And that was examples of people who had or practiced impatience. So we'll just go ahead and start there, and then we'll go to the book of Job. We'll start with Sylvester. We'll do this row here, and then we'll go across here to those of you who have something. So, Sylvester, go ahead. Speak up loud and boldly for everybody in the back, all the way back to Tom.
David did not have patience
with
the
nothing.
At this also, my heart is troubled and moved out of its place. Hear thou a report by the anger of the Lord's wrath, and a discourse shall come out of his mouth. So he's saying, hear what God's going to say. It's going to come out of his mouth. And I don't know if Elias had some sort of special information about God or what God was going to say, but what did happen immediately after this is God talked directly to Job. So, but anyway, he's just saying, you just need to listen to what God's going to say. And then he kind of gives a preface, which is something that comes like in a book, you'll read a preface, and it's like the thing that comes before the book, kind of prepares your mind to hear the stuff that's going to come later on in the book. So it's kind of a primer for the mind. That's kind of what Elias does right here before God comes. He says in verse 3, his dominion is under the whole heaven, and his light is at the extremities of the earth. After him shall be a cry with a loud voice. He shall thunder with the voice of his excellencies, yet he shall not cause men to pass away, for one shall hear his voice. The mighty one shall thunder wonderfully with his voice, for he has done great things which we knew not, commanding the snow, be thou upon the earth, and the stormy rain, and the storm of the showers of his might. He seals up the hand of every man, that every man may know his own weakness. And the wild beasts come in under the covers and rest in their lair. Troubles come on out of the secret chambers, and cold from mountaintops. And from the breath of the Mighty One, he will send frost. He guides the waters in whatever way he pleases. These are just interesting things. Elias is just basically showing the greatness of God. I mean, just thinking about these different things. Like, the weather people are saying that it's going to frost in a couple of days. They can kind of see this ahead of schedule. These things come from God. And if you ever think, I wonder why Spring River goes the way it does. Well, I don't know that we can ever know for sure. A lot of scientists try to tell us, oh, this is why this is this way, and this is why this way. And maybe some of that stuff is right. Maybe all. I don't know. But we can't know for sure. But what we do know is that God makes it be that way for his own reason. You know? And that's just very amazing. You know, like, in the end of the 1800s, there was this really bad earthquake over there on the in the edge of Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri area, and it rerouted the Missouri River and the Mississippi River, and the whole river plan changed. The river changed from where it used to be to where it is now, all because the Lord moved it. This should bring us to amazement at the power of God. Do you ever think about that? I mean, just God's power that he shows to us is just so small. You ever go through a big thunderstorm and are a little scared? You ever be scared in a thunderstorm? It's all right to be. That is just not even just the edge of the beginning of the power of God. And he really graciously gives us those things to show us. He has power. When he says he's going to destroy the earth, you can trust that it's true. He goes on to say, and if the cloud obscures what is precise to him, his light will disperse the cloud, and he will carry around the encircled clouds by his government to perform their work. Whatsoever he shall command them, this has been appointed by him on the earth, whether for correction. Okay, so Elias is saying, the reason that the weather patterns are this way and the storms are this way for correction, or for his land. Like it's raining right now, the water of the earth. What a blessing, it's dry. The land needs it. Or if he shall find him an object of mercy. Sometimes he brings different things just to bring mercy on us. Just like Jesus said, God is good, and he brings sun on the wicked and the righteous. And he brings a rain on the righteous and the wicked. That's an act of his mercy. And these are things that life is just bringing back up to us to hear. Hear this, O Job. Stand still and be admonished of the power of the Lord. We know that God has disposed his works, having made light out of darkness. And he knows the divisions of the clouds and the signal overthrow of the ungodly. But thy robe is warm, and there is quiet upon the land. Will you establish with God the foundations of the ancient heavens? They are strong as a molten mirror. Wherefore, teach me what shall we say to God, or he said to him, and let us cease from saying much. Have I a book or a scribe by me that I may stand and put man to silence? But the light is not visible to all. It shines afar off in the heavens, and as that which is from him in the clouds, from the north, from the clouds shining like gold. In these great are the glory and honor of the Almighty. And we do not find another his equal in strength. As for him that judges justly, dost thou not think that he listens? Wherefore men shall fear him, and the wise also in heart shall fear him. And that was the end of his speaking. And after Elias had ceased from speaking, the Lord spoke to Job. So Elias did not say that Job was not righteous. If you go and read through what Elias says through this time, he wasn't saying to Job, you are unrighteous and that's why you're getting punished. He's just calming Job down. Because if you remember, Job was pretty frustrated. And I can understand. I mean, he didn't know what was going on. And he said stuff like, if I could just get a hearing with God, I'd ask him directly to his face, why is this happening to me? Because I'm righteous. And Elias is just saying, we don't know why God does the things that he does sometimes. But we know that he's powerful. And we know that he needs to be honored. And we know that he's good. Can we help him establish the heavens? No. Just be careful. That's what I think. I mean, it is a little confusing, this book, like Brian said a couple weeks ago. But, Elias seems like the only one out of the whole group that wasn't just like, you are wicked, and here's the result. This stuff that's happened to you. He was just like, we don't know why God does certain things. And for us, what we need to take from life is, if something bad happens to us, we just need to take it. We don't know. We can't blame anybody for whatever happens. We just need to walk in righteousness where we're at every day. Whether good's coming, we can't blame that good, on Satan or on God. We just need to say, okay, I am a servant of the Lord, and today, this is what God has me to do. And do what God has you to do every day. And when bad things happen, you have to stay back too. And bad things will happen. Job was a righteous man. And God allowed these things to happen. And God allows things to happen to good people a lot. Okay. And don't think that just because good times come that that's just from God, because Satan uses, he's the king of the power of the air. He often uses wealth and stuff to blind the eyes of people. Just keep those things in mind. You're dismissed. We'll bring your memory stuff tonight. God bless you, Lord.